Good morning and welcome to your Damascus Daily Prayer Lab. My name is Jack Parker and I'm a missionary here at Damascus where we are working to awaken, empower, and equip a generation to live the adventure of the Catholic faith. Today, we're going to be reflecting on a reading from Sirach, chapter 42, verses 15 through 25. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Now will I recall God's works, what I have seen I will describe. At God's word were his works brought into being. They do his will as he has ordained for them. As the rising sun is clear to all, so the glory of the Lord fills all his works. Yet even God's holy name, holy ones must fail in recounting the wonders of the Lord. Though God has given these, his hosts, the strength to stand firm before his glory. He plumbs the depths and penetrates the heart. Their innermost being he understands. The Most High possesses all knowledge and sees from of old the things that are to come. He makes known the past and the future and reveals the deepest secrets. No understanding does he lack. No single thing escapes him. Perennial is his almighty wisdom. He is from all eternity one and the same, with nothing added, nothing taken away, no need of a counselor for him. How beautiful are all his works, even to the sparks in the fleeting vision. The universe lives and abides forever. To meet each need, each creature is preserved. All of them differ, one from another, yet none of them has he made in vain. For each in turn, as it is comes, is good. Can one ever see enough of their splendor? When reflecting on this reading, I often speak with people who read the Bible in a manner that is, they read it in a voice of condemnation and out of hellfire and desire to scare people. And I feel like this is one that can come off as, look at the Lord, look how good he is, and look how bad you are. But I want us to take a different lens today and see this as a time in which the Lord is revealing to him his greatness and how that can actually grant us a large amount of comfort. That, like, the Lord knows us. Like, he understands us so fully, so perfectly, and so wonderfully. He knows all of our troubles. He knows our past. And he knows the possible futures that can happen. Like, he knows what can happen to us. He knows what we're going to, he knows what we desire. He knows the innermost parts of our own hearts. And so when we look at this reading, this isn't to scare us, to like make us think that there's this overwatching eye of Sauron looking at us, waiting for us to mess up so he can punish us. But it's actually the Lord making real his presence to us. The Lord making real how much he cares for us. That he doesn't care about the possibilities of messing up. He doesn't care about the different ways that we may fail. What he does seek is he seeks to take care of us. Something we've been really stepping into this springtime is gardening, mainly because now is the time to garden. And we've been looking into all these different things you need to do, like pruning and fertilizer. I've been taking care of my lawn a lot and seeing what it needs and mowing it and doing all these different things. And like, I honestly have to take care of it or else it won't look good. It won't be taken care of. And doing these things can be seen as rough, or if someone didn't understand what I was doing, weird. Like, you need to prune things in order for them to bear greater fruit. And so I think this passage is reminding us that today we need to allow the Lord to delve us. We need to let him into the innermost parts of our lives because he knows what's there. We just need to show it to him. And it's in this showing, it's in this revealing to the Lord that he's able to come in and do anything, do things to like heal us, to bring us peace, to bring us comfort. That it's through this allowance of the Lord into our own hearts that we are able to grow closer to him and have a more refreshing relationship with the Lord. So Jesus, I just pray that today we can take time to let you into our hearts, to delve into our deepest parts, and to begin healing us. It's in your most holy name we pray. Amen. This has been a scripture reflection on our reading from the book of Sirach. Again, my name is Jack Parker. To learn more about Damascus and the programs and events offered here, please visit us at damascus.net.